What's up, Giants fans? Matt Falcon on Talking Baseball. And we got ourselves a great matchup today with the Giants and the Pirates. Former Giant Tyler Beede going up against the Giants' Logan Webb today on a day where we celebrate the 2012 San Francisco Giants World Series Championship team, a team that on paper is built for maybe a postseason run when you have good teams around the National League like the Dodgers and the Cardinals and the Phillies and others. But this team had something that those teams didn't have. And that you could say, oh, they had heart, and that's really cute and everything. They had heart. This team had Gerald Dempsey Posey in his prime, National League MVP, 334 average, 24 home runs. The guy was incredible. And you're doing it with a pitching staff that's anchored by Matt Cain being the ace that year. You have Tim Lincecum. You have Madison Bumgarner. And then you have a bullpen that has arms like Affelt and Lopez and Casilla and then Sergio Romo on the back end. This team was built with all the right pieces in all the right places. And then you have Bruce Bochy at the helm, pressing all the buttons, just moving things into the right place at the right time, managing off of instinct. One of the greatest managerial experts. I mean, you've never seen a guy just know what to do in the right time. And it's crunch time. You get to Cincinnati and you realize that you're down and you got to win three straight or you're out of here. And you push the right buttons and you can win this game and you can win that game. And then ends up on the bat of your MVP with the bases loaded. And he hits a grand slam on the road in Cincinnati, electrifies the whole dugout after Reverend Hunter Pence gives the speech that gets the team all fired up. They come back from the abyss and they win that series in Cincinnati. And you kind of get the feeling like 2010 all over again. And you start to feel the vibe and the joy and the energy. There's nothing like it. So you go into the St. Louis series and you get punched in the mouth. And the next thing you know, you're down 3-1. And now we got to have another Hunter Pence revolution. And what happens? They scratch and claw and they find ways to win. Find ways to scratch some runs across. And then they have some great pitching from Bumgarner and Cain. And then you find yourself in Game 7. And then clutch hitting, and Marco Scudero makes the catch in the rain. And Giants win the pennant, on to Detroit for the World Series. And what do you get to face? A 1-2 punch of Justin Verlander and Max Scherzer. Just kick the door down to the World Series with that. And how do you greet Justin Verlander, a Cy Young winner, a pitcher for the ages? Just a historic day from Pablo Sandoval. Two home runs off of Verlander, one off the bullpen.
Ball and a strike to Pablo. The 1-1 pitch. He swings and he belts one. Deep center field. Jackson is going back. And gone! A home run! Number 3 for Pablo Sandoval. His first 3 at-bats in this World Series. And Pablo Sandoval looks like the Babe himself has come back to life.
A 3 home run day. It's only been done less than a handful of times in Major League history. The name Albert Pujols, the name Reggie Jackson come to mind. This isn't a feat that just happens every other day. We got to witness great history from players who some of them you haven't heard much of before and you didn't hear much about them after. Their careers in San Francisco with the Giants logo on determined their careers at large. It's a beautiful thing. It's crazy how the combination of what some called misfits and Cub Scouts and nobodies came together to create such a great team, a great vibe. They all got along so well, a great atmosphere. And you put a great manager at the top, and you watch it all work together. Not once, not twice, but 3 times. And it came together on that day in 2012, and they made it work. They get up 3-0 in Detroit. They come back after Cabrera hits the wind-aided home run in Game 4, and you're thinking, uh-oh, the Giants going to lose this game. What's going to happen? No need to panic. You're still up 3-0. And then just the dagger. Marco Scudero comes up with a dagger, jams the knife in the heart of the Detroit Tigers. And here comes Sergio Romo out of the bullpen. Eye of the Tiger, no pun intended, and just lulls Miguel Cabrera to sleep.
2-2 the count. Romo shakes off Posey. Now has the one he likes. Romo's 2-2 pitch on the way. Cabrera takes strike three called, and the Giants have won the World Series in Detroit. And the celebration begins as the Giants mob the mound. Cabrera strikes out looking to end it.
I mean, is that not the most iconic way for the Giants to slam the door shut for their second World Series in 3 years? What a display that was. And we as fans are blessed to be able to see it not once, not twice, but three times. And today we get a chance to honor those gentlemen, that team that put it all together and made it happen in 2012, the World Series champion San Francisco Giants. And what an opportunity where a former Giant, Tyler Beede, gets to take the mound for the Pittsburgh Pirates as they take on the Giants today at Oracle Park in San Francisco. Should be a great one, a great day all the way around Oracle Park.